Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Tainis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. V'chein ir, the same is true for a city, sheyeshba dever. There's a magay for Rachman Litzlan. People are passing away. By Mapilus. Or the walls of the city or the houses are falling. Now, these are strong walls. It doesn't make sense they should be falling. And also, you're not standing in a place where often walls get weak, like next to the water. So the din is, I say you're that city. Mis'ana u'mis'nas. They fast, they blow the shofar, they engage in a full-force tefillah right away. There's no time to wait. V'chal svivaseha, the cities around the city, also join in their tainus, at least to some extent. Mis'anes v'loy masriyas, they fast, but they don't blow shofar. That's according to the Tanakhama. And like in the previous Mishnah, here too Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva and Masriya is just the opposite. The cities around these cities that are suffering, they blow shofar, but v'loy masanes, they don't fast. Frek the Mishnah, Ezu Dever. What's called the Makov Dever, that we say Masriya Nalei right away? And for the Mishnah, Ir HaMetziah, a city that we find in the city, Chamesh Meyas Ragli, 500 people, besides for the Zekanim, the Ketanim, and the women, V'yatsu Mimena Shloisha Mesim, B'shloisha Yamim, Ze Achazeh. Out of a city with that population, three people died in 3 days. That means one person each day, but for three consecutive days. Harezeh, this is considered a Maka of Dever, Rachman al-Itzlan. It's a simon that the city must start doing tshuva. Pachas Mekan, if the rate of people dying is less than that, let's say two people in 3 days, Ein Ze Dever, this is not considered a Maka of Dever. And it is not necessary for the entire tzibur to blow shofar for this right away. Let's say there were 1,000 people in the city, then the cheshbon would be 6 people every 3 days. Everything goes according to this cheshbon. Now, of course, every one person, every drop of tzar that any person feels is a gzeirim in a shemayim. Chazal tells us, Ein adam noikev etzboim l'mata, a person doesn't even bump his finger down here in this world. Elim kein machrizin olav l'mayla. The only shaila is whether it's considered a gzeira on the tzibur, that the entire tzibur must join right away in tainus or not. So again, our Mishnah told us, a city that suffers from a dever, or from falling houses or walls when they ought not to be falling, because they should be strong walls that aren't built next to water. So clearly all the people in the city have to get the message, and they must engage in tshuva at once. That city, mis'ana u'mis'ras, they fast and they blow shofar. The cities around these cities fast, but don't blow shofar, according to the Tanakhama, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the other way around, masriyos v'v'lay masanos. The Mishnah went on to tell us that a dever would be at the rate of, for example, you have a city that has 500 men, besides the women, zekanim and children, and three people died 3 days in a row, in other words, one person each day. That would be considered a dever. If it's less than that, it's not considered a dever.